Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. Leading off today in his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reiterates that new Mac models with the M4 chip are still on track to launch this year, starting with a new version of the MacBook Pro, the Mac Mini, and the iMac. Apple last updated the MacBook Pro and iMac last October at its Scary Fast event with the M3 chip. The MacBook Pro also received a new space black finish and introduced a cheaper entry-level model that replaced the 13-inch with a touch bar. The 24-inch iMac stayed mostly the same with just the new M3 chip inside. With a new update coming this year, Gurman doesn't expect much other than the introduction of an M4 chip. This comes after the M4 chip first debuted in the new iPad Pro back in May, and no Mac models have yet received an update with the new processor. Gurman also says we'll see a new Mac Mini update this year with an M4, which is a bit more interesting since the Mac Mini skipped the M3 series of chips and was last updated in January of 2023 with the M2. But there is one interesting tease in Gurman's report where he writes, quote, "Though the M4 overhaul will mostly focus on making the computers more powerful, there's at least one Mac model that will get more dramatic changes." End quote. This is just a teaser for now, and Gurman clearly has more details coming at some point in the future. But so far in the Apple Silicon era, the MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro, and the iMac have all received major design changes. The Mac Mini and the Mac Pro have stayed largely the same as they were during the Intel era. It's possible that one of those models will end up getting the dramatic changes that Gurman mentions, but for now that's just speculation, and we'll have to wait to learn more. Also, in his Power On newsletter, Gurman has clarified that despite Apple Intelligence not launching until October, Apple will not delay the release of the new iPhone 16 models to accommodate that. As we talked about last week, Apple Intelligence is available in beta with iOS 18.1, which means the feature set will miss the initial 18.0 release in September. Apple Intelligence is anticipated to play a big role in the marketing of the upcoming iPhone 16 to help it be more appealing to consumers. This is especially true considering that only the current highest-end iPhone 15 Pro models support Apple Intelligence, whereas the entire iPhone 16 lineup will support the features. It may seem counterintuitive to think that Apple would delay a hardware release because of a software delay, but it's not out of the question. For example, the iPhone 4S was delayed to October because the new Siri and iCloud features weren't ready for the traditional June release back then. While that example was over 10 years ago, it's an interesting tidbit that some people thought could inform the iPhone 16 launch cycle. But clearly this year, Apple has made the calculus that Apple Intelligence, while as important of a feature as it is not worth delaying its biggest hardware release of the year. So instead, we can expect 18.1 to come out sometime in October, post iPhone 16 launch. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is the best way to watch all of your favorite news, TV shows, movies, and sporting events. You can watch directly on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV using the DirecTV Stream app. DirecTV offers plans that carry 30-plus regional sports networks, unlimited simultaneous DVR recordings, the ability to stream on unlimited devices at once in your home, and you can watch your favorite programs even if you didn't record them for up to 72 hours. For a limited time, you can sign up for DirecTV Stream and save $30 for your first 3 months. Just hit the link in the show notes and sign up today. Rounding out today, in 2022, Apple agreed to pay a $50 million settlement for certain 2015 to 2019 MacBook owners who experienced problems with their Butterfly keyboard. The claims process began in 2022, and the settlement got final approval in May of 2023, and starting this weekend, eligible MacBook Pro owners started receiving their payouts. Apple first introduced the Butterfly keyboard in 2015 on the then brand new 12-inch MacBook, before bringing it to the MacBook Pro in 2016 and the MacBook Air in 2019. The keyboard design, however, proved to be problematic and suffered from reliability and durability concerns, and some of the problems included sticky keys, duplicate characters in typing, or the complete inability to type certain characters. Apple finally moved away from the butterfly keyboard on the 16-inch MacBook Pro in late 2019, followed by the rest of the MacBook Pro lineup and eventually the MacBook Air, with the introduction of Apple Silicon. But discussions around a class action lawsuit over the flawed butterfly keyboard design started in May of 2018, with users saying that the MacBook keyboard was inoperable and unsuitable for its ordinary and intended use. The case progressed through 2019, 2020, and 2021, and in mid-2022, a settlement was reached through which Apple is required to pay $50 million to affected MacBook users. There are a few limitations to this settlement. First, you could only claim your check if you lived in California, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, or Washington. In those states, MacBook owners were eligible for up to $395 for two or more top case replacements, up to $125 for one top case replacement, and up to $50 for keycap replacements. And starting this weekend, those payments are officially going out to eligible MacBook owners who submitted a claim. So if that includes you, be sure to keep an eye out for your mailed check or for a digital deposit from the lawsuit. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.